Chapter 14.
Shit!
Sienna cried out.
What the hell is that?
I put my finger to my lips in a shushing motion and looked around the forest, but I didn't see anything. Still, I could hear something running closer and closer, and I held Jeannie's wrath up high in preparation.
Oh, God. It's only the man we just met,
Jessamine said as she put her hand over her heart in relief.
I can see him coming toward us.
It was hard to see through the trees, but I finally caught a glimpse of our pursuer, who was, in fact, human in shape and wearing the dirty brown clothing of the drunken man we'd met earlier.
Hey! The man shouted. Don't go any further! I need your help!
He got to within about 10 feet of us, and then he sniffed the air.
Joe already shot you a couple of rabbits,
Rachel told him with a smile.
Damn, no smell good,
the gaunt man mumbled, and I could practically see his mouth watering.
But how did you already cook 'em?
Never mind, I replied, and I gestured over to the animals lying on the ground. But those are for you, and I know it's not that much, but we can certainly find more.
Thank you,
the man interrupted me, and I realized he seemed a lot more sober than he had just a few minutes before.
But I have a problem bigger than that right now. My oldest daughter has gone missing. She's 16. She was too old to fall under the sleeping spell, but I think she went looking for food in the woods higher up in the mountain. I don't have any fancy weapons like you do, so, well, I was hoping.
Don't worry,
Rachel assured him.
We're happy to try to help you find your daughter.
I'm sorry if I was a little rude earlier, the tall, skinny man replied with a sheepish expression, and he looked down at the ground. I was just, well, you know, things are bad around here, so I guess I had a little more to drink than I should have. I know you're a princess, and the way I was acting, I'm just really glad you're still willing to help me.
Don't worry about it, I said to the man. But it sounds like we need to find your daughter quickly. Can you tell us a little more about where she might have gone?
Yeah, she definitely went up the mountain, he sighed. It's a really dangerous place to be, but there are some different edible berries that grow up there. And as I'm sure you can tell, we're starving around here. I went home, and my wife was crying. She told me Jenny was gone, and well, I don't mean to be selfish and ask you for too big a favor, but look at me. I'm in no shape to be trying to save anyone right now.
Tell us a little more about what's so dangerous about the mountain,
Rachel requested with a furrowed brow.
Is it the animals, or the cold, or something else?
Everything is just really horrible up there, the gaunt man told the golden-haired princess. You hear things, you see things, things that aren't right at all.
We've seen some of that already, I replied, and I could feel my face twist into a grim expression. I wasn't looking forward to going back into a haunted forest, but we couldn't let a young girl die either. Why don't you take the rabbits back to the village and find some people to share them with, and we'll head up to the mountain and bring your girl back.
Thank you,
the man said, and he bowed his head low with gratitude.
I don't deserve this after the way I acted earlier.
Hey, no one's perfect, I consoled. And when he looked up at me, I smiled at him. I think we need to get moving, so why don't you let me and the princesses talk for a minute, then we'll go find Jenny.
Princesses? The man asked with a puzzled expression. You're all princesses? Oh, that explains why you're all so...
Well, never mind. I still have no idea what you're wearing, but it doesn't matter.
Okay, so you want to head up past where all the stairs are, and then there's a patch where the trees get a lot thicker. It's up and to the right of the highest house on the hill. That's where Jenny always likes to go look for berries, so I assume that's where she went, but my wife told me she's been gone for way longer than usual, because apparently she left at dawn and she still isn't back yet.
All right, sir.
Rachel nodded emphatically.
You bring the food back to the village now, and we'll see you in a little bit with Jenny.
Thank you so much, the man sighed as he walked over to the roasted rabbits.
Are you absolutely positive these are for me?
Of course, I nodded. Please, take them and eat.
Oh, thanks again, he responded as he picked the meat up off the ground. You've already done enough, but...
We'll see you soon, and we're going to get your daughter back to you,
Rachel promised in a firm tone, and the tall, gaunt man began to back away. He continued to stare at us for a few moments as he walked backward up the hill, but then he turned and jogged back toward the village.
Finally,
Sienna sighed with a shudder.
That guy gives me the creeps. I still want to help him find his daughter, but I just... Ugh. I've seen you drunk before, Sienna.
Jessamine laughed.
You're not perfect either. Of course I am,
my blonde wife said as she stuck her chin up into the air, but then she laughed.
I'm a pretty drunk, though, and I'll never ever burp like that.
Huh, of course not. I rolled my eyes at Sienna playfully. Anyway, it sounds like this is pretty urgent, so let's get started.
I agree,
Rachel said with a nod.
The sooner we get this small mission over with, the better. At least, I hope it's small.
Oh, me too, I muttered as a chill went down my spine. Rachel, I don't think you've seen exactly what goes on in these haunted forests, but it's not good. You may just have to see for yourself, but even though we've never fought together before, it may happen sooner rather than later. Just know my wives and I are very strong and will protect you as we need to.
I'm not worried about that,
Rachel shrugged.
Not in the slightest. What I mean is, I can hold my own.
But you don't even carry a weapon,
Jessamine protested.
I don't understand.
Actually, I do carry a weapon,
the golden blonde said with a grin. So maybe we should talk strategy for a minute, I mused, and I rubbed my forehead. Rachel, Jessamine can create illusions. She can make us invisible or turn us into something else entirely. I suppose we were talking about that earlier when we discussed the food thing. Sienna can stop and manipulate time, which is super helpful. I always appreciate her doing that as soon as we spot an enemy. Ariana creates magic shields, and if she and Jessamine work together, they can create a protective bubble made of glass or metal, whatever is needed at the time. And I suppose you saw me shoot sparks out of my sword, Genie's Wrath. Together we're pretty strong, and I'm sure you'll make us even stronger.
We had a problem in the other haunted forest, though,
Sienna admitted.
I know Jessamine already tried to explain this, but when we first reached your kingdom, our powers weren't as strong as they usually are. For example, I couldn't stop time for nearly as long. I feel like your presence is helping us, but Rachel, have you ever touched Joe before? I know that probably sounds like a weird question. I don't think so.
The golden blonde looked at Sienna with a puzzled expression.
Why does it matter? I know you all have been trying to talk to me about Joe, and I've probably been a little less than receptive, but is it important?
Rachel, we actually did touch a little while ago, I reminded the freckled princess, and she furrowed her eyebrows and looked at me. I helped you up from your seat, and when that happened, I saw lavender sparks, and I know that had to do with you.
I guess I was just so preoccupied,
Rachel drifted off.
But what's the point?
Well, we often join hands to increase our powers when we're in a tight spot, and that might work even better if you join in,
Ariana explained.
We typically see sparks and feel a jolt when we do that, which is why Sienna asked if you'd ever touched Joe before. I know I've been curious about what the reaction would be.
I'm happy to touch Joe again and see what happens,
the golden blonde muttered, though she still had a strange look on her face.
This is going to be such a weird thing to say, but I don't really feel comfortable. Never mind. This is just for the sake of saving my kingdom, so I'm willing to give anything a try.
Let's all hold hands in a circle for a moment, and I'm going to try to stop time,
Sienna suggested, and she held out her hands to me and Jessamine.
Rachel, if you'd be more comfortable, just stand between Jessamine and Ariana. I know we're not in the haunted forest right now, but I want to see how long I can hold my spell. I'm going to try to cast it for all five of us, which is the hardest thing to do, so let's just see.
Rachel stood between Jessamine and Ariana, as Sienna had suggested, and we all held hands. I immediately saw a whole rainbow of sparks in front of my eyes, and a jolt of electricity stronger than any I'd experienced before coursed through my body. I was optimistic it was working, and then time froze around us. The breeze stopped blowing against our faces, and I couldn't hear the birds singing in the trees anymore. There was even a bird frozen mid-flight above our heads. Rachel looked around in amazement, and I realized Sienna had been successful in casting her spell for five people. I believe that was a first, and I was really impressed.
Wow, this is incredible,
Rachel breathed, and her green eyes widened.
I've never experienced anything like this before. How long did you say it lasted, Sienna?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Sienna squeezed her eyes shut and bowed her head toward the ground as she concentrated on her spell. And it seemed to be lasting quite a while. Under normal circumstances, and when the time spell was cast for just me and her, It had been possible for us to have entire conversations to discuss battle strategies. But I knew it was harder for her to hold the more people were involved, and of course under the limitations caused by a possessed forest.
"Seems like you're doing great, Sienna,"
Jessamine encouraged her sister-wife.
"I can't believe how long this is lasting." "Thanks,"
the blonde grunted.
"But I think it's going to..."
The forest sounds and the wind in the trees started up again, but Sienna's powers had definitely seemed stronger with Rachel included in the circle.
"So, Rachel, did you feel any sparks?"
Ariana asked the golden blonde, and she had that studious and curious look in her aqua eyes I found adorable.
"The rest of us always do when we join our powers like that."
"I think so,"
Rachel responded as she scrunched up her button nose.
"I guess I felt a little tingly. I'm not sure it's what you're describing exactly. Did the rest of you feel anything different?"
"I did," I told the freckled princess. "It was definitely the strongest jolt I've ever felt."
"Joe, stop hitting on Rachel,"
Sienna joked, and I noticed with a bit of pleasure Rachel turned bright red.
"Seriously, though, it was really strong for me, too, so hopefully that's a good sign. Now, I'm starting to feel like it's time to get going. We don't want this Jenny girl to be lost for much longer."
"Agreed," I said with a nod, and I started to walk back up the hill toward the village. The princesses followed, and in just a few minutes we were back in front of the shabby tavern. We paused for a moment to regroup, and I took a deep breath.
"Come on, everyone. I want to get this over with,"
Sienna said, and she headed toward the first set of stairs.
"He said up all the staircases, so..."
There were about 7 sets of carved rock steps that led up the hillside, and they were staggered between buildings. We walked up one, headed horizontally to the next staircase, and walked up another. And as we proceeded toward the forest, I really hoped we didn't see anything besides deer with antlers. When we'd climbed all the stairs, the pines became denser again. A narrow dirt path led up between the trees, and as soon as we were surrounded by evergreens on all sides, I began to get a spooky feeling like we were being watched. And then I was surrounded by the exact sound I didn't want to hear. A wolf off in the distance began to cry out in a mournful dirge, and the strange tune made me want to cover my ears and curl up into a little ball on the ground.
"What was that?"
Rachel gulped, and she inched closer to me as her emerald eyes darted around.
"It's terrifying."
"I know," I replied in a grim tone. "The wolf we saw last time didn't come after us, but it's still creepy." We kept pressing forward, though, and the princesses began to call out for the lost girl.
"Jenny!"
Sienna cried out.
"Jenny, are you there? Jenny!"
Jessamine yelled as she cupped her hands around her mouth.
"Jenny, come out! We're here to rescue you!"
We didn't hear or see anything, so we continued to head up the path deeper and deeper into the woods. The trail was steep and rocky, and I almost began to trip over the stones in my heavy boots. We continued to call out for the girl as we went, but I wasn't encouraged when I didn't hear anything in return. Suddenly, a loud, rhythmic, booming sound surrounded us. The noise, which stopped and started again, seemed to be coming from everywhere and nowhere all at the same time, and I put my hands over my ears to block it out. Then a dense fog began to roll in through the trees, and soon it was hard for me to see or hear anything that wasn't within a couple feet in front of me. I reached out for the nearest princess's hand, which happened to be Ariana, and when we touched, I was relieved the energy we generated seemed to clear the fog for a few feet. The booming was deafening, but it stopped as suddenly as it had started, and I had no idea what it had been. All I could hear again was the sound of our own labored breathing, and I gasped with relief.
"What the fuck was that?"
Sienna hissed, and her azure eyes glared into the trees.
"I hate these woods so much."
"Try holding hands with someone,"
Ariana suggested.
"When Joe grabbed my hand, it seemed to clear the fog a little bit."
"Okay, I'll try anything."
Rachel furrowed her brow into an expression that made me realize how strange the princess energy thing seemed to her. And I knew as much as she might have read about the prophecy, there was a lot she still didn't understand. Still, she reached out for Sienna and Jessamine's hands, and we soon could see at least 20 feet ahead of us. But Jenny could have been anywhere beyond that.
"Jenny!"
I called.
"Jenny, we're not here to hurt you! Your parents sent us!"
"Jenny!"
Rachel cried out, but there was still nothing in response. The plants in this forest appeared strangely black and blighted in the same way that they'd been when we'd first reached Rachel's kingdom. and I felt sorry the people in the village were so desperate for food they had to resort to foraging in such a terrible place. A few minutes later, I saw a strange green glow through the fog, and I hoped it wasn't more of those bizarre deer we'd seen before. I was relieved we hadn't run into anything larger or possessed yet, but I wasn't going to keep my hopes up that we were safe either. Suddenly, with a loud whoosh, the fog spiraled up into the air and disappeared, and I was immediately surrounded by the sensation that hundreds, if not thousands, of glowing eyes were watching me. The forest seemed way darker than it should have been at midday, and I peered up into the trees to try to figure out if it was just my mind playing tricks on me.
Joe, I hate to admit it, but I'm a little scared,
Ariana said as she leaned into my side for a moment.
I really don't like this forest at all, and I can't shake the feeling I'm being watched.
I feel it too, I muttered. I can't wait to get out of here. Jenny, where are... Shit! I gasped as a giant black bird rose up from the branches of a tree in front of us, spread open its huge wings, and flew up into the sky. Its wingspan had to be at least 5 feet across, and I was instantly disturbed at the sight. And then there seemed to be thousands of the birds flying up into the sky in a gigantic dark flock. They shrieked in a horrible, high-pitched sound as they headed upward. And although I wasn't superstitious, I knew some people believed blackbirds were an omen of death.
Oh my gods! Oh my gods! Oh my gods!
Sienna repeated over and over as she covered her head with her arms, and I was afraid she was totally coming apart.
Sienna, it's okay,
Jessamine said as she tried to comfort her sister-wife.
They're just birds. Creepy possessed birds.
The blonde grumbled as she inched closer to Jessamine.
This is insane,
Rachel muttered, and she stared up at the receding flock of birds as they disappeared through the canopy.
You said this is what it was like when you first got to my kingdom? The woods around my tower aren't anything like this, thank the gods.
I think this is worse, I admitted. We haven't seen as many animals on the ground yet, but the noises and the fog and, dear God, those birds. What in the actual fuck?
Yeah, it's pretty bad,
Jessamine replied, though I could barely hear her over a harsh wind that had started to howl through the trees.
Jenny!
Rachel screamed over the noise.
What happened to you?
I expected our only answer to be the howling wind, but then a young woman's voice called back to us.
I'm here!
The voice shouted, and my knees almost buckled in relief.
I'm right over here! I got off the path somehow, and I tripped and hurt my knee, but I'm okay!
I looked around and was grateful the fog had cleared. Then I heard the booming noise start again, and as it pounded into my brain over and over again, I wasn't sure where it was coming from, but it was definitely going to make it harder to hear Jenny's voice.
Do you see that through the trees?
Ariana virtually had to scream into my ear as she pointed over to our left, and I saw a flash of something that looked like bright red fabric. Yeah, I do, I nodded and squinted in its direction. And although it could have been another animal, I hoped it was the girl.
Jenny, can you see us?
Rachel yelled over the booming sound, and then it stopped as suddenly as it had begun again. I wondered what the noise was, because it definitely started to jangle my nerves as much as anything else in this crazy forest.
I'm wearing red,
the girl's voice called, and I breathed a huge sigh of relief. Listen, I don't want to leave you alone for even a minute, I told the princesses. But I do think I see her clothing, so I want you to stay right in this exact location. I'm going to head just a few hundred feet through the trees to grab Jenny, and then I'm going to come right back over, and we can get the hell out of here.
Okay, Joe,
Jessamine said with a nod.
Rachel, I know it's still a little weird for you, but this might be a good time to grab our hands for strength. Oh, I know,
Sienna interjected as she smacked herself gently on the forehead.
I'll freeze time when Joe makes the trip. He can run over, grab the girl, and bring her back to us.
Perfect, I replied with a nod. Sienna, that's super smart. Okay, whenever you're ready, I am too. Time froze around me an instant later, and I headed off as fast as I could into the trees toward the red fabric. The brush was dense off the trail, and I stumbled over branches and stones and was pricked by thorn after thorn. It took me longer than I wanted, but the closer I got, the more a tiny teenage girl came into view. Jenny had the same dull brown hair and long, narrow face as her father, and she was equally skinny. She was wearing a bright red dress and carrying a small basket, and when I finally reached her, I threw her over my shoulder as quickly as I could, grabbed the basket, and began my trek back to the princesses. When they came into view, I saw Sienna was looking over her shoulder at me as she squeezed Jessamine and Ariana's hands as hard as she could. and even from a few feet away, I could see the blonde's knuckles were white.
Joe, I have to let go,
Sienna shouted.
I'm trying so hard, but I don't think I can hold it anymore.
You're fine, just let me put the girl down so I don't totally freak her out, I responded, and I rested Jenny down on the ground in a seated position. Time whirled to a start again around us, and I realized how loud the wind was as it roared in my ears. The young girl looked around at us and her mouth dropped open.
What the?
She mouthed, and she looked the princess's strange outfits up and down.
Who are you? It doesn't matter right now. We're here to save you,
Rachel replied, and she knelt down next to the girl on the forest floor.
Are you okay? Did you get lost? I guess so,
Jenny said as she pulled up her dress and rubbed her knee, and I could see it had a big bruise on it.
I grew up here, so I know these woods like the back of my hand, but things have been getting worse and worse. I've been going to collect berries since I was a little girl, but now even the berries are weird.
I looked into her basket and I saw the small round berries were grayish in tone.
Can you eat those?
Sienna wondered in a doubtful voice.
They don't look healthy. I have no idea.
Jenny frowned.
Every time I come back, they look odder and odder. But if you've been to the village, you might have noticed how hungry we are. I feel like I have to keep trying to feed my family, but the berries don't really look like we should eat them, do they?
I was sorry to have to do so, but I shook my head at the girl. No, I wouldn't eat anything from these woods, I said. I would try to stick to the forest downhill from the village, if you possibly can. Everything still seems relatively normal there.
Yeah,
the girl sighed, but she shook her head and looked up into my face.
Who did you say you were again? You did come to rescue me, and you don't look like Gertha, so... Definitely not Gertha.
Rachel laughed gently.
Your father sent us to find you. Did you get lost in the fog, Jenny? Not exactly,
the young girl confessed.
I was walking down the path to come home, and suddenly it was like I was at the beginning of the path again, back where I'd started. I kept walking and walking, but I wasn't making any progress at all. It was like I was stuck in an endless loop. It was almost like the woods didn't want me to leave. Eventually, I left the path to see if that would help, but here I am. I'm sure that sounds crazy. Nothing sounds crazy anymore,
Rachel assured her, and she pulled Jenny in for a hug. The young girl resisted for a moment, but then she leaned her head up against the golden-haired princess's shoulder and started to silently cry. Her shoulders shook and tears ran down her face for a moment, but then she pulled away, wiped off her cheeks, and stood up.
I'm fine,
Jenny announced, and I got the feeling hard times in the village had forced the young girl to mature beyond her years.
I'm okay. I need to get back to my parents now, though. They're already worried about my sleeping brother. If they thought they lost me, too, I don't know what they'd do.
All right, let's see if we can make our way out of here, I responded, and I stared at the path with a frown. I thought about what Jenny had said about the trail repeating over and over again in a loop, and I hoped getting out of the woods would be as simple as walking in. I wondered if the princesses could track our way out of here the same way we'd tracked Rachel before we'd first met her, and I figured we'd at least be better off than the young girl as long as the six of us stuck together. I was also grateful for the princesses' colorful outfits as well as Jenny's bright red dress, although I wondered if brown had really been the right color for me to wear, since it was practically camo in these dense woods.
Yes, let's go,
Ariana said as she grabbed my hand, and I began to lead the princesses down the path. Suddenly, the rhythmic booming noise started again, and it sounded like it was even closer. Then it occurred to me that it sounded like huge footsteps.